Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten will go head-to-head tonight in the final leaders debate, also at the National Press Club. And this comes as Labor is attacking the Murdoch Press this morning for plumbing what it's described as a new low. Peter Van Onselen is the political editor with Network 10 and one of our regular political commentators. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, friend.
So, Peter, Bill Shorten has taken offence at the front page story of the Daily Telegraph, which really rips into him. It's titled Mother of Invention in big capital letters. Talks about the story he told about his mother on Q&A on Monday night, accuses him of trying to use his mother to showcase his working class roots, but says he's not telling the full story and, criticises him. Bill Shorten calls this a new low for this paper. Do you think that's fair enough?
Look, I think I can understand why Bill Shorten himself would feel pretty aggrieved by this, both in terms of the general fact that he's getting attacked in that personal way, but also in the fact that I do believe that there are some inconsistencies from my reading of it between what he had to say and what has been called out by the paper. But I wouldn't say it's a new low. I always understand when politicians don't like that kind of scrutiny, but it isn't some new thing, if you like. It's something that has happened for quite some time in Australian politics. For better or, Fran, I have to say, for worse.
I think it's fair enough in this election campaign to observe that the News Limited papers are going very hard against Labor in this campaign, no doubt about it. But it's a pretty big treatment of a story when, I mean, I read through it. It talks about him, it talks about his mother's illustrious career as a barrister. I mean, the truth of it is she didn't get back to law till she was in her 50s. Then she had fairly short number of years as a barrister. I mean, to me, it's a complete over-egging.
Well, the other point that I would make, in fairness to Bill Shorten, and again, how he would feel in these situations, or how any politician would for that matter, a lot of these moments that you recall as a child with your parents growing up are about moments in time. So you can have a parent that...
And their versions of their life.
Exactly. And what you've been told and had passed on. Now, this is always the risk. It's the same debate, I suppose, with families that get wheeled out for campaigning and then politicians not liking when their personal lives then get looked into. I know that you're drawing a distinction with this particular story, but my point is that it's a difficult area because I don't think that I would, for example, be lying or misrepresenting if I was to tell all sorts of elements that I recall with my family in my past. But that's not to suggest that at other moments, my mother didn't have a significant moment in her career where she became more significant than perhaps at another time when she was a ward nurse, which I recall in my own case. So I know how Bill Shorten feels here because there are moments from his life that were important and formative to him. But equally, the thing I say in fairness to the paper is that if you then go and look into, you know, where somebody's career then ends up and so on, you can get a sense that the person is perhaps over-egging it. I'm not saying that that's fair to them, but I'm just saying that it's one of those classic things where you can see two sides of the story.
Speaking of over-egging, we had the egging incident yesterday with the Prime Minister. That comes on top of a week of posters being defaced in terrible ways. The whole issue of the civility of our political discussion has been the focus in the last few days. Both sides keen to speak about it, sometimes keener to speak about that than policy, I think. What's your view of the tone of this debate and what impact might that have, do you think, on the debate tonight at the National Press Club?
Well, yeah, starting with the tone generally, when we're talking about, you know, eggings and so on, and quite frankly, the same thing includes Fraser Anning, even though I have less time for him, obviously, than I would for someone like a Prime Minister. It's just, there's no place for it. The problem with it is that if you don't call it out, then it starts to become something that's moderately accepted, and therefore it perhaps becomes more common and then becomes more serious. We start talking about something more than egging. So never any place for that.
Both sides have really called it out very, very strongly.
Which has been really good to see. And I've seen a lot of journalists doing it on social media as well. And that's great. And so hopefully that cuts through. In terms of the debate tonight, wow, I think it's a really important one because Scott Morrison is clearly behind and he's clearly the underdog. And he did lose the first two debates. This is a different format. And it's his last chance and it's prime time with the one moderator. I like that format of having one journalist there who is able to therefore really not let things go and ensure that you don't just get to cycle your way through the panel.
So the line of question can get followed and followed.
Absolutely. And to me, that's the glory of it because a lineup of quality journalists mean that no individual gets to really ensure that they hold the politicians to account.
All right. Peter Van Onselen, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the Uni of WA. And a million people have already pre-polled, so this debate won't make any difference to them.